Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of severe storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 73. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. We're getting closer to the presidential preference primary coming up on March 19th across the state of Kansas. As we sat down with Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab to talk about that process on what he anticipates with voter turnout, even though we have a presumptive nominee in both parties, and what that may mean going into the primary and general elections later on this year.
We really don't come up with a prediction, especially this one's just so hard to predict because we haven't done it. So we don't know how much confusion is out there with voters. And then after July 19th, voter registration deadline, we'll have a better idea about how active the primary is going to be. But with no, so far the legislature has not put on any constitutional amendments in the primary. There's no statewide contest in the primary, and there's no U.S. senator in the primary. So that generally takes a lot of the excitement and compulsion for folks to go vote in August. But I would still expect November to have a huge turnout, simply presidential election year.
At American Network News.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A Shawnee County District Court has ruled in favor of the state of Kansas and Attorney General Chris Kobach in mandating the listing of your sex at birth when it comes to creating your driver's license. WIBW reports that according to the Shawnee County District Court, they have issued the temporary injunction and a memorandum decision ruling that Kansas driver's licenses are required to list sex at birth and only the sex at birth. The lawsuit started back in June of last year when Governor Laura Kelly announced that she did not intend to enforce the requirement that was made by the new law. When Attorney General Kobach sued the Kelly administration, officials seeking to compel them to comply with the plain terms of the law. Kobach had served as the lead counsel for the state in a two-day trial that was held back on January 10th and 11th. At the end of the trial, the court did say that the sum of language and statute is clear and that it designates driver's license and the corresponding information with the Kansas Department of Revenue database to identify biological sex. Governor Kelly's office said they are reviewing the court decision for the next step. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil. But this year, we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plant, slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures, and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs.
And this will get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met in special session last Thursday and following executive session unanimously approved a motion to extend an offer to Joshua Haverkamp for the post of city administrator with a contract to be negotiated. Mayor Todd Fry indicated no update at the regular meeting Monday evening. Joshua Haverkamp was among three finalists interviewed for the position and is currently with the Kansas City, Missouri City Manager's Office. He's a graduate of Kansas State with a major in political science and a master's in public administration. City Council heard a presentation on creation of a stormwater utility prior to the regular meeting Monday. Later in the meeting, the mayor suggested moving forward with drafting a request for qualifications for a drainage study that could be a springboard for conversations regarding storm sewer improvements and possible establishment of a storm sewer district. Unanimous approval was given to proceed. Approval was given for Marysville Kiwanis to use the city park Saturday, March 23rd, noon until 2 for the annual Easter egg hunt, and for Blue Valley Technologies and Marysville Chamber and Main Street to block off the 600 block of Broadway April 27th for a community celebration as they're finishing the fiber upgrade. Renewal of the annual $5,000 membership with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth brought discussion with comment that previous year's $2,500 contribution would be appropriate. The motion for $5,000 renewal passed on a 5-2-1 vote, with Colleen Behrens and Keith Beichman voting no, Jeff Keating abstained. Late fees on past due water bills were discussed, as some citizens received bills late. No change in the policy was adopted, and citizens are reminded that e-statement or automatic withdrawal options are available by contacting City Hall. City of Blue Rapids also reported late delivery of water bills and announced the due date for February will be extended to March 18th, asking anyone who has not received a bill in Blue Rapids contact the city office. A request was heard Monday at the council meeting for dust control of a Lakeview sports complex. A budget meeting is planned this Thursday evening at 6 at the fire station. A vehicle reported stolen at Lynn Post and Pipe was recovered. Authorities still seeking any information in the case. A silver 2015 Ram 3500 pickup with a Kansas power tag was taken just before midnight Saturday. An individual with a white Ram pickup is of interest, caught on video surveillance. That picture is posted on the Washington County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and they may be contacted if you have any information. Marysville has been nominated in the USA Today's 2024 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Awards. As a contender for best small town in the Midwest, the public can vote once each day during the run of the contest. A link is online at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street website and social media pages. Your news on your time, daily podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available online at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Margaret Polson, age 96 of Beatty, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church.
burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Polson. Richard B. Rick Aikman, age 66, of Blue Rapids, passed away. Graveside service is planned Saturday, March 16th, 11 a.m. at Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Rick Aikman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, wheat bread, Brussels sprouts, and Million Dollar Salad. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, peas and carrots, and a tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Hi, this is Nick Wolf with United Bank and Trust, and we would like to invite you to a presentation by Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus, Virginia Tech. Join us at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 19th at Venue 36 in Marysville, or 2 p.m. in Clay Center at the Rex Theater, as Dr. Cole delivers his agricultural update and the road ahead. You can see our Facebook post for more details. We look forward to seeing you there. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Along with Claire.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Some storms may be severe with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Some severe storms may be possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday, staying cloudy with their highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. More showers early Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 30s. A bit warmer throughout Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Still sunny into Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s and clear Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 55, record high on this date 87, the average low 31 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunset this evening at 7:32, sunrise in the morning at 7:41. Cooler start at 36 degrees. Chance thunderstorms mainly this evening after 5 p.m. They're saying severe thunderstorms are a possibility for northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Stay tuned to KNDY for additional information and severe storm coverage. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 13th of March. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
There will be an estate sale for Gene Roethlisberger in Randolph this Friday and Saturday with a walnut buffet with hutch, side buffet and table with 6 chairs, walnut desk, a washstand, blonde bedroom set, second bedroom set,
plus three recliners, a TV, an entertainment center, glide rocker, two sofas, a baby crib, bookcase with glass doors, assorted glassware, Tupperware, a Corral plate set, Christmas decoration, and more. See photos on Marketplace on Facebook. Text or call 785-293-2264. Estate sale in Randolph at 308 East Garrison, Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. More March Madness tickets punched with some low and mid-major conference tournaments wrapping up last night. St. Mary's outlasted Gonzaga 69-60 to win the West Coast Conference. South Dakota State earned the Summit League title, beating Denver 76-68. The College of Charleston survived Stony Brook 82-79, taking the Coastal Athletic crown. Oakland advances with an 83-76 Horizon League victory over UW-Milwaukee. And Staten Island's Wagner College heads to the big dance for the first time in over 20 years, winning the Northeast Conference with a 54-47 decision over Merrimack. NBA, the Timberwolves rallied from an early 22-point deficit against the Clippers.
Alexander Walker cross court, Ant stepping into a left-angle three. It's online. It popped out. It popped back in. 59-55. The Wolves are within four.
Anthony Edwards with the second quarter tray on KFAN. He lead all scorers with 37. The T-Wolves rallied to top the Clips 118-100. Around the association, the Knicks steamrolled the Sixers 106-79. Boston down the Jazz 123-107, and the Pacers beat the Thunder 121-111. On the ice, the Rangers won their second game in as many nights, Igor Shesterkin notching his second straight shutout. The Blue Shirts edged the Hurricanes 1-0. Post-game, Shesty said it was a special occasion.
To be honest, today it was my mom's birthday, so I couldn't play bad game tonight. So.
Elsewhere, the Panthers erased a three-goal deficit to beat the Stars 4-3. The Avalanche extinguished the Flames 6-2, and Jack Eichel scored the overtime winner, the Knights vanquishing the Kraken 5-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Big 12 men's basketball tournament action gets underway Wednesday. Kansas State tip-off at 6, Kansas tip-off at 8:30, live on Key and EY.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we still got a little bit till the opening bell gets rang today. However, we'll take a look through the overnight session and give you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. A lot of green on the screen, especially in the livestock. April live cattle finished up 65 to 188.25. June live was up 92 cents to 183.95. Triple digit gains in some places for the feeder cattle markets. The March contract currently up 72 to 248.97. April's up $1.02 to 254.12. And triple digit gains for the hogs as well. April lean hogs finished up 207 to 85.35. May today, up to 92.20 per hundredweight. That was a gain of $1.60 on the day. It was a mixed bag yesterday throughout the grains and the oil seeds. Here this morning, we are seeing quite a bit of red through the overnight session, giving up a lot of what we've seen gained throughout the week. May corn currently down 2 to 439 and 3 quarters. July's down 2 to 451 and 3 quarters. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all in the slightly lower range. May Kansas City wheat currently down 6 and a quarter to 591. July's down 4 and 3 quarters to 582 and 3 quarters. And May oats still down a quarter cent at 372 and a half. Some pressure in the soybeans this morning as well. May be beans currently down 11 to 11.85 a bushel. July's down 10 and 3 quarters to 11.97 and 3 quarters. The meal's down 5.90 to 333.30. And soy oil still with a bit of strength this morning. May up 33 points at 48.15. And cotton complex also still a bit higher. May cotton up 57 to 95.80. A stroll through the energy markets here through the overnight session as the early trading kind of trending upwards. April crude oil up $1.19 at 78.75 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up 3 cents a gallon to 2.62. Heating oil also slightly higher, up 4 to 266, and April natural gas down 3 to 168. April gold here early on this morning up $2.70 an ounce at $2,168.80. March silver down to $2,421 per ounce. And lastly, the dollar index is down 6 at 102.87.
Hold on tight. It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway. The green flag flies for the 31st annual Spring Nationals Friday and Saturday, March 15th and 16th. One of the nation's longest running specials, Modified, Sport Mod, Stock Car, Hobby Stock, and Sports Compact will all be racing this weekend at the Beatrice Speedway. Racing starts at 5:30 p.m. on Friday and 4 o'clock p.m. Saturday. Information and race schedule at BeatriceSpeedway.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Oil prices and inflation rates are among the main driving factors of the price of fertilizer. K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl discusses how fertilizer prices impact producers' net income.
Fertilizer is really the second biggest expense category outside machinery. So machinery is by far and away the biggest expense category. A lot of those expenses are fixed expenses. But then when we look at the variable expenses, really fertilizer is the most important one there. You know, farmers have a lot of money tied up in growing a crop, especially for something like corn or grain sorghum or wheat where you're putting a lot of nitrogen on your product. So those crops use a lot of fertilizer, and whenever those prices go up, we see a corresponding hit to the farmer's bottom line because that's going to show up as a higher input cost.
Ibendahl relays the optimal price of oil and inflation rates that he'd expect to keep fertilizer costs in check.
Whenever we see oil prices go up, we're going to see a corresponding hit on the fertilizer side. So, you know, we had fertilizer prices go up well above $1,000 a ton for anhydrous at one point. You know, they have since backed off quite a bit here. And over the last few months, I think anhydrous now is currently in the mid-$800 range or so. But really, as long as the oil price stays in the $70 range, I think you'll look at fertilizer prices being pretty steady. A lot of it's going to depend on the inflation side too here. So as long as we have kind of got inflation down to the 3 or 4% range, I think you're looking at, you know, fertilizer in the $800 range is probably pretty realistic.
He explains why producers may consider buying their fertilizer sooner rather than later in 2024.
Farmers can buy things ahead of time, and a lot of farmers do have some storage capabilities for buying fertilizer and storing it, and the same with fuel storage as well here. So, you know, farmers can look at my price predictions and look at maybe when they want to consider buying things. If you go back and look at what happened a year ago, you know, a lot of farmers tend to want to buy fertilizer in the fall because they can count that as an expense in the current year, and it can help lower things for tax purposes. Well, a year ago, it was the case, you know, fertilizer prices went down pretty much all winter, most of the spring, so those farmers who bought fertilizer later in the year and earlier in the spring actually came out ahead over those folks who bought their fertilizer earlier in the year, maybe like a year ago last fall. Well, I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I don't think waiting and buying your fertilizer this spring later is going to really allow you much saving because it looks to me like fertilizer has been rising a good chunk of the winter here. I don't really see a whole lot of downside potential, though, in the fertilizer market just based on where the oil price and the inflation price is here. So I don't really see much fertilizer prices going much lower. I think the risk of things going higher is probably a bigger risk to producers.
That was K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl on the current fertilizer price outlook. Learn more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March 13th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include 125 choice, reputation, capital vaccinated, gentle, Angus, and black-white face first calf heifers with January through February Angus sired calves by side. There'll be 50 black and Charlotte cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old with November, January calves. 150 black and black-white face fall calving cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus and semi-Angus bulls for August through October calving. There'll be 175 black, black-white face and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, bred for late March through May calving. We'll have 80 fancy Angus, red Angus, and black-white face calf and vaccinated replacement heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds. At 12 o'clock noon, Klein Cattle Company will be selling 23 reputation 18-month-old Angus and semi-Angus breeding bulls, plus 10 choice Angus and semi-Angus fall bred heifers. For more information on this special cow and bull sale to be held Wednesday, March the 13th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
People who love to fish also love to share fishing secrets. Some tried and true tips from our readers are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 13th, the 73rd day of the year. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka has a birthday, and William Herschel discovered the planet Uranus on this day 243 years ago. We've been dreaming about the year's first fishing outing by reviewing some of our readers' best fishing tips. Here's a few we like. Old-timers say to watch the cows. If they're lying down resting, you should do the same. If they're up and feeding, the fish will be too. Don't use ice cubes to cool your minnow bucket. Tap water chemicals will kill them. Instead, use pre-frozen plastic bottles. And keep human odors off your bait. Store unscented soap in your tackle box and wash up before baiting your hook. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our best fishing days chart online. Check out almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 36 degrees this morning. Thunderstorms expected to develop between 5 and 8 p.m. today near a warm front across northeast Kansas. Large hail, damaging winds, a few tornadoes could occur. Stay advised of weather into the early evening hours tonight. We will look for highs around 70 today, but then a cooling trend on through week's end.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The match is set for the number 6 Kansas Jayhawks as they go into the Big 12 basketball tournament, as they're set to face the number 11 Cincinnati Bearcats tonight with tip-off at 8:30. It was a rally yesterday for Cincinnati to come back and win in a 90-85 victory in the Big 12 tournament over number 14 West Virginia. As Simas Lucusius hit 7 three-pointers and scored 31 points in the game. Day-Day Thomas also coming in with 7 three-pointers and 29 points overall, along with being helped by 3 different technical fouls by West Virginia in the second half to allow Cincinnati to come back from a 16-point hole for their victory, putting them 19-13 for the season. Kansas State basketball also ready for their tip of the Big 12 tournament, as well as they're on the road against the number 7 Texas Longhorns. That tip off at 6 p.m. this evening. The Wildcats finished off their regular season as they topped the number 7 Iowa State Cyclones last Saturday. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville senior Bella Rader and junior Lindsay Dressman named first team All-NCKL girls basketball, along with Clara Danifer from Abilene, Clay Sutter's Lily Edwards and Reagan McDonald, Kiera Jones from Chapman, Concordia's Charlize Cash and Taylor McDaniel, and Sarah Springer and Lexi Hecht from Wamego. Honorable mention to Alicia Fries of Chapman, Ayla Johnson of Clay Sutter, Carly Carlgren of Concordia, and Riley Meinhardt from Wamego. Boys first team, all NCKL basketball honors to Marysville's junior Willow Tott, Bronx Fisher and Stockton Timbrook of Abilene, Chapman's Keelan Groover, Cole Pladsden, Justin Wright, and J.C. Weller from Clay Center, Joey Henderson, Peyton Breeze of Concordia, and Spencer Wright of Wamego. Honorable mention to Tyler Holloway of Abilene, Chapman C.J. Holm, Gage Picking and Weston Langvart, and Concordia's Peyton Ritter and Shane Parker.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lob. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head! Three-point try again. That one swift.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Big 12 men's basketball tournament action gets underway Wednesday. Kansas State tip off at 6, Kansas tip off at 8:30, live on KNDY.
Every KNDY broadcast from state basketball and all season long.
This belongs to these Lady Wildcats and stand proud tonight as your state champions. Frankfort, their first in school history.
Available at KNDYradio.com.
Hanover is your 2024 1A Division II girls state champion for the second time in 2 years.
Listen back anytime at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.